or challenges you all face going against that secondary?
It's a huge challenge. I mean, they got a bunch of good players back there, a bunch of Pro Bowlers, and even the guys who aren't are good players also. They got depth, and to top it off, they got a pretty good pass rush with it. So it's no surprise why they won the Super Bowl last year, and it's going to be a huge challenge.
You know, Coach Kubiak go back a long way. He said to, you know, when you were a little kid running around the field out there, you look up to him as a kind of Uncle Gary or?
I don't know if I'd put it that way, but I love Coop. He's, you know, I've known him for a long time, just being a ball boy when I was younger and stuff like that. So probably annoying the heck out of him when I was a little kid and probably doing the same when I was a coach for him too. So but Coop's been great to me my whole career. He's helped me out a lot, and it's always fun to get a go against him.
He said that, you know, he's always watched our offenses, and he saw or has seen – you know, additions here, tweaks there. You've always been able to take it further. What does that mean coming from a guy that close to you?
And it means a lot. All those guys, you know, we all somewhat originated from the same place, you know, if you count me as a ball boy when they were there. But, you know, I learned a lot from those guys, not just Gary, but also a bunch of the position coaches who were there too. You know, I started in Tampa. So that was really my first stuff with coaching. It wasn't Denver, which people sometimes confuse. But I started with Tampa. Yeah, I was with Gruden for 2 years, and I started in UCLA. So then I went to Tampa, and my first position job was with the Houston Texans when I was a receiver coach. So I spent 4 years there, and learned a lot about it. I kind of thought I had an idea of what Denver's offense was like, where they came from, but that was just from watching from a ball boy, a high school kid who was really more trying to play at the time than coaching. But then when I got to Washington, I realized the stuff that my dad did in Denver was totally different than what we did in Houston, and then it was different in Washington. So it's always evolving. It's all changing. Everyone's a little bit different. But the one thing I think that all of our systems have had in common is the majority of our runs are outside zone, and we have some keepers off of them. After that, that's really about it.
Cop, I think you were like, 15, 16 when your dad took over the Broncos. When did you, in your mind, tell yourself, I mean, I know you wanted to play football, of course, but when did you say, hey, you know what, coaching's going to be in my future? When did you see that? When did you?
I think I always felt that way my whole life, but, you know, that's really the only thing I've had a great passion for. You know, I was never the best student. You know, I was really committed to sports, and I always did it good enough in school. But football is what I lived and died. I mean, my mom and sister have been mad at me, and my dad, probably every dinner we've ever had our entire life, because eventually they got to tell us to stop talking about football. So, I mean, that was from being an 8-year-old till to today. So I loved being around it. That's where I was fortunate growing up, just to be a ball boy with the 49ers, be able to hang out with guys like John Taylor and Jerry Rice, and then go to Denver and do the same. By the time I got to Denver, I was a little older, though, so I wasn't doing that stuff as much. But just being able to work out there, and I think that was the stuff that allowed me to pretend I was a good player for a little bit. At least it allowed me to work hard enough to at least play at Texas and do stuff like that. But once I realized my career wasn't going to be in the NFL and started really focusing on coaching, it was definitely a lot easier than trying to play.
Hey, I want to be a coordinator.
Once you decide you want to be a coach, you really want to, I mean, I think you want to do as good as you can. So, you know, everybody, first thing you want to do is be a position coach, and you hope you get an opportunity someday to be a coordinator, and then you hope someday you get an opportunity to be a head coach. So I think that's about every coach in this profession feels that way.
Was there anything at Denver when you were watching them as a teen or whatever that you really picked up on and you said, you know what? And it started to kind of...
You don't know as much from X's and O's when you're not in those rooms every single day, but just being around it, I went there and I worked out at the Broncos facility every day that school ended since I was a freshman in high school. I mean, the guys I used to work out with were like Bill Romanowski and people like that, and I'd carry my briefcase of vitamins around also, and trying to be something I wasn't. But so it's something like I've known no other way. I mean, my dad's always been a football coach, and that's been my life, so that's just what I do. And I've never imagined not having football, because that's all that it's been for me.
Kyle, how did you get a better grip on this team's personnel from year one to year two? Talking to guys in the locker room, they've talked about it. It's not necessarily play calling, it's just like you knowing the personnel a lot better.
I mean, time, reps, and adding personnel too. I mean, you get an idea of what guys can do. And we learned that throughout the year last year. You know, we had a lot of success at times last year, and then we hit a lot of dry spots too. Stuff that works at the beginning of the year didn't always work good in the middle of the year, and then to come back at the end of the year. It's being able to adjust. You want to do things always that puts guys in positions to succeed. And that usually lasts a week, and then a defense knows how to stop that. So you can't just do that. You got to adjust and find something else they can do, or go to another person and feature someone else's trait that they can do. I think we've added a lot of guys this year who, you know, not everyone's a well-known name, but you got a bunch of traits around who there's guys who can do certain things, whether it's fast guys, whether it's quick guys. So you're able to attack defenses regardless of what they do. And that always changes. You know, you got to deal with a lot of injuries. We've been fortunate so far. So you never know how the year is going to go, but you got to be able to adjust, and you got to deal with whatever situation's presented.
In that vein, how realistic is it that you guys keep on this tear? Obviously, you plan to win games, but how the numbers are pretty insane right now. How do you sustain that?
I mean, you just try as hard as you can. You do that every week. I don't think I've never gone into a season saying, hey, we need this many yards or this many points, or, you know, you want to try to do as good as you can on every play. If you start looking at that stuff, and, you know, a lot of times it can be very deceiving. And so are you playing good football? I feel like we have been the last few weeks. You know, we had a huge challenge with that last week. Every week in the NFL is a challenge, but, you know, it's getting tougher. You know, we got some tough teams here. Going to Denver, we know it's going to be a challenge, and it's not about trying to sustain what we did last week or what we did the week before. It's preparing the best you can, going out there and giving it the best you can, and we'll see what happens.
When you look at a game, after a game, how much attention do you pay to the number of guys you get a catch? Because there's been a whole bunch of people.
Yeah, I don't pay any attention to it at all. It's you try to get your best guys the ball, and you try to attack the weakness in the defense. So if they're not going to do something, you're probably going to throw it to Julio a good amount. But when they take them away, you try to go where the holes are in the defense. And if you got guys at the right spots, you can do that. And then when you don't, sometimes it's harder. So you're just always trying to call plays and hope you put guys in certain spots where, hey, if they do play this coverage, there's a hole in the defense there. If they play this coverage, there's a hole over there. And you hope the quarterback can find it, and you hope the O-line gives the quarterback time to find it. And I think everyone's been doing their job of that, which has allowed us to have some success.
You spoke earlier about Kubiak. When you came in, as I think you were the youngest offensive coordinator at that point, how tough of a dynamic was it? I know you wanted to put your print on the offense, but it was still his offense. When did you feel like he gave you that opportunity? He said, hey, you know what? You run with it now.
I think, Kuba was real good to me. And, especially looking back, I'm still somewhat young, but I was a lot younger then. And when you're young, you everything's such a big deal. You haven't been through everything. So it's, I think he had patience with me. He probably had a deal. I was probably a pain in the butt a lot, but, he listened and he would let me do a bunch. And, I think after my first year, about halfway through the year, he really let me start going with it. And then that second year was a lot more fun, too.
We've been talking about the relationship with you and Matt and how it's grown, of course, in year two. Have you guys, I asked him about this yesterday, have you guys done anything, like, personally just to get to know each other better, go out fishing, do something together?
Yeah, we did last year right when I got here a number of times. We did last year during the bye week. We did this offseason. Not fishing. Oh. We do cooler stuff than that. No, I'm just joking. No, I meet him, have a beer, just sit there and talk. And but that's, the relationship with Matt's almost as confusing to me as the no huddle. I've had a great relationship with Matt since the first day we got here. It's been awesome.
You need to get to know your guy better, because you
totally
have to be around,
like any relationship with any human being. The more you're with someone, the better it gets. Unless you have a bad relationship, the worse it gets. But, Matt was awesome from the first standpoint. The first day we met, and each day I'm with him, we obviously get closer and have a real fun time coaching him.
And I know you don't focus on this, but when people start talking about, hey, the next hot head coaching candidate, all those kind of things, you kind of just block that out, or is it flattering?
No, I've learned. I've been fortunate enough to do this long enough. I try not to listen to whether it's good or bad. If you listen when it's good, it's going to affect you that much more when it's bad. So, you know, I've done it both ways in my career, and I've learned from it, and it makes you a lot better if you try not to pay attention to it. And I know how this league works. I know it's early in the year, and I know we've been doing good, and I'm proud of the guys for that. But, I mean, it's week to week, and I'm really never going to feel satisfied until hopefully someday you can win a Super Bowl or something like that. But besides that, I think usually that's the only team in the NFL that does feel happy, and that's why coaches don't look very happy all the time.
Yeah, Coach, how's Mac playing? Watch some of the TV, film on it, and looks like he's doing a pretty good job on a 13-yard run. He gets the tackle and gets up to Kuechly and clears away.
No, Mac's been great. You know, everyone knows he's a good player, just physically and stuff, but just having him out there, he's got a ton of poise. He's been a center his entire life. He's really good at making the calls, getting everybody into the right spots. He's a very consistent player on game day, and nothing's really too big for him. I think he brings a poise to the offense, and that's always real important, especially when you're a good player on top of it.